Well, our nation's secretaries of agriculture are adding their voices to those who are frustrated by the fact we've seen very little movement on a new long-term farm bill. Iowa Secretary of Ag Bill Northey says he understands that Syria is a major concern and a top priority, but he's just frustrated that we have not done enough to move a farm bill forward.
I'm disappointed that we're to this place, that we don't have more progress, that we haven't had a conference committee that could pull a report together. And we've only got a couple of weeks left, which means even less than that in number of working days left. I just don't see the momentum that suggests that it'll get done.
Meanwhile, Patrick Mason did voice his support for a new farm bill, trying to stress the fact to Congress that it benefits more than just production agriculture.
You've got school children who are benefiting through fruits and vegetables being delivered to their schools under the Fresh Fruit and Vegetable Program. You've got hunters and fishermen who are benefiting from being able to go out and have these areas for fish and wildlife to grow. You've got the energy title, the impact that renewable energy has on all of our pocketbooks every day when you go to the gas station. Universities, their amazing agricultural research that goes on at universities across the country and throughout the world, underpinned in part by the Farm Bill. These are things that are not necessarily on-farm activities that are going on every day, but they're delivering benefits back to the United States.
Well, for those of you that need to know what's going on in the market front, I can tell you yesterday was a fairly quiet day. Black cheese did lose a quarter at 179.5 cents per pound, while barrels remained unchanged at 176.75 cents per pound, and AA butter was at $1.53. Class 3 prices, very little movement. September goes off the board at $18.15. October drops 6 to $17.94. November up 1 to $17.59. And December, that gains 12 to $17.02. As far as the Board of Trade, December corn up 3.25 to 460.25 cents per bushel. March also up 3.25 to 472.5 cents. Beans for November down 8.25 to 1339.75 cents. Jan drops 8.75 to 1342 a bushel. And December wheat up 10.5 cents to 656.25 cents per bushel. Livestock, slaughter cows, cutter and utilities, 72 to 90. Most of the slaughter cows, 56 to 72. Replacement bull calves, 75 to 160, with heifer calves, some 60 to 135. Barrels and gilts, 68 and down. Feeder pigs, 40 through 60 pounders, 40 to 65. And feeder lambs, 120 and down. And that's your lowdown on the ag front. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU News.